Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case that combines public records laws and SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. The Argus Leader in South Dakota wanted to know how much money retailers like Walmart make from SNAP sales. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been opposed to releasing that information, and the Food Marketing Institute stepped in for the USDA when the agency moved away from appealing prior to the case reaching the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals last year. With me via Skype to talk about the details of the case is Claire Brown, writer for the New Food Economy. Claire, what's the motivation for stores like Walmart to keep the SNAP sales information private, and how much should the general public know about those figures?
So the official retailer line is that because groceries operate on such thin profit margins in the first place, the disclosure of basically any sales data will cause them what they call competitive harm. So the argument they're making is if I'm Target and Walmart finds out that I'm making millions of dollars in food stamp sales in a certain zip code, maybe they'll move into that zip code. I think critics say the real concern is the court of public opinion. If consumers suddenly know that Walmart makes $13 billion from SNAP each year, which is about what it made the last time those numbers were disclosed via a leak, consumers might start asking more questions about how many Walmart employees rely on this program and why is it making so much money on both ends of the spectrum. And if Walmart makes so much money from SNAP, should it be required to promote healthy options to in low-income areas? I think the concern is that the disclosure would also open up a can of worms.
Can you tell us how much SNAP makes up of a grocery retailer's bottom line?
We've never had a complete data set. It was just Walmart that leaked in 2013. But according to economists I've spoken to, it's about 10% of a bottom line. So the argument that the newspaper who's suing USDA made was, you know, what are 10% of your sales really going to say to a competitor, right? If I have 10% of my money going in one place, how does that really give someone enough information to put me out of business? So I think it's a really interesting question, and of course we won't know unless we get the data.
As far as the arguments for disclosure, and this is a very important argument, but does it go beyond the fact that the public should just know where taxpayer money goes?
Yes. This gets a little bit in the weeds, but the Freedom of Information Act is the legislation that dictates how much information reporters can get from the government. And it was written with the underlying assumption that all government information is public, but a government agency is not going to release its emails to the public, A, because the public probably doesn't care about the vast majority of them, and B, it just creates a lot of administrative red tape. So that's the basis of the act. And then it has all of these exemptions, right? So if the disclosure of the way we make a certain weapon is going to compromise national security, then obviously the government's not going to release that. If the disclosure of information compromises a person's privacy, then we're not going to get that information. There's one exemption in this Freedom of Information Act called the trade secrets exemption, where information is privileged if letting go of it would cause businesses substantial harm. So what the retailers are saying here is we fall under this harm exemption and the courts have been interpreting it too narrowly for a very long time, and we should redefine the idea of confidential. And the journalists, the newspapers who are suing are saying, you know, the system we have basically works and we should keep the government as open as possible.
Is there anything we should know about the Eighth Circuit, considering what ruling they made and then leading it on to the Supreme Court?
So the Eighth Circuit followed a precedent established by the D.C. Circuit, which basically sets up a test for this trade secrets exemption. There's two parts of this test. The first part of the test says if disclosing the information compromises the government's ability to do its job, we won't disclose it, which makes sense. The second part of the test says if the disclosure of the information causes substantial competitive harm, we will not release the information. And so the Eighth Circuit took up this substantial competitive harm part of the test and said, you know, we've looked at both sides and we don't think that the SNAP sales data release would cause substantial competitive harm to anyone. Now, basically all the circuits have accepted this substantial competitive harm test. And the arguments in court were about whether or not the Supreme Court should retain that test. And if they do, should they clarify it? Because there's a little bit of unevenness in the way that it's interpreted across the circuits. The other question that they brought up to the Supreme Court is, should we do away with the test entirely and essentially let businesses decide what's confidential information? And that's what the grocery stores were asking for in their brief.
How big an impact could it be one way or the other, depending on how the justices decide?
So I was looking a little bit into the implications of, let's say they do a very broad ruling and they throw out the whole test and they say confidential information under FOIA is anything that companies say is confidential. So I've had exemption for FOIA requests already come back and say that the number of people who died in a warehouse was a trade secret under exemption four. Now, obviously, if that made it to the Supreme Court, it never would, right? Had I appealed that FOIA request, they probably would have disclosed to me how many people died in that warehouse. But this exemption is already being used to redact all kinds of information that I think many journalists out there would say there's no way that's a business secret. And so a broad interpretation could very severely curtail the kinds of basic information journalists rely on FOIA to obtain. Questions like how many people work in a certain facility, or what is the name of the study that was found to have fraudulent data, or what's on the menu in a prison cafeteria and how much money per day are taxpayers paying for that. And so, you know, even beyond the question of STAP, a broad exemption for a ruling from the Supreme Court where they essentially give private entities the ability to define confidentiality would have very severe implications for journalism.
All right. That is Claire Brown. She is a writer for The New Food Economy. Claire, thank you for the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.